Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we go crate digging
and find the mythical Squatch.
Hello.
Randall?
Yes.
It's Jim. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good. Give me a moment here to sort of get your level where it needs to be. How are things in Knoxville?
Oh, pretty good. Having a very rainy, lazy Sunday.
It sounds really clear, Randall. This is Patrick. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Thanks for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you guys. It's been a great back and forth with you guys.
It has been. I can't imagine the show without the intro music now. It's become such a great signature for us. It really has.
Awesome.
Okay, and we are out on the deck, right, Patrick?
We are, Jim. Is that jasmine I smell or lilac? I'm getting some spring blooms in my nose right here.
I think it's poison ivy. So, it's Rockin' the Suburbs out on the deck.
Yeah.
I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we have with us via Skype our friend, long distance friend, mm-hmm. musical friend.
Yes.
Randall Brown from the band Quart Jar.
Yeah.
Randall, welcome.
Hello. It's so nice to be here on the deck with you, virtually.
So, Randall, first thing we like to do is we talk about what we're drinking here.
Yes.
Which is Patrick brought me some Dogfish Head Flesh and Blood IPA.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this, Patrick?
So it's got orange peel and lemon flesh and blood orange juice. So I've kind of been getting into these beers that have a little blood orange in them, these IPAs. I think it gives it a nice citrusy kick.
Yeah.
Without having to put a slice of orange in my beer, which is not something I like to do. but it's good, right? It's hoppy. It's got a little, it's different.
I like it very much. It's a perfect back deck sort of beverage,
it's
right?
Kind of a summertime beer.
A little bit kind of chilly here today
and
in Northern Virginia.
Last time I was at the beer store that I go to in Falls Church, I was buying some beer, and a guy had a great line for me. He said, it wasn't this beer, but another one. He said, this is a good lawnmower beer.
Ooh, yeah.
So that hit the spot. Yeah.
And Randall is in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes.
And so I'm going to guess that, Randall, you're probably enjoying a sweet tea.
I am. I'm, in fact, if I may brag, I had some thoughts on oranges and drinks from what Patrick was saying.
Okay.
But I right. brag on my tea, which I just made a fresh jug of, and this will be so like Southern local color, you'll go nuts. So I have a tea recipe that I inherited from an old friend many years ago, and I've fine tuned it myself. So my tea is semi sweet, which my wife complains about because she says she'll take a sip and she says, "No, that's too smoky,
not sweet enough."
So I'll do just a straight up one family size bag of Lipton, Louisiana. Can I say brand names?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Two Bigelow Orange Spice.
Oh.
And then I'll put in a dollop, which is a variable technical amount.
Knoxville dollop.
Yes, a dollop of local honey from my cousin and uncle's hives, several valleys and hills across the region. And so I have kind of fine tuned my tea down to this, and I'm having the first glass from a batch I made today.
Sounds delicious, it really does.
How about
so
this?
You really nailed me.
Did
you really nailed my drink?
Yeah, that was a guess on my part, but an educated one, I suppose. But how about this, Patrick? We have tea recipe now.
This is great.
This is a new feature on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah, exactly. This is my first revelation of my personal tea recipe. So you guys have the exclusive.
This is very rock star of you.
Hey,
talk about how you make tea. Okay, so here's the deal. We are talking this week about Record Store Day, which happened a week ago, and talking
seems
with some of
like
our
yesterday.
I know it does seem like yesterday. Talking with some of our friends about stuff that they bought on Record Store Day, and Quart Jar, the band Quart Jar, of course, to listeners of the show should be familiar, because Brandel and gang were kind enough to supply us with music that we use as the theme song of the show.
Bless them so much for that. And I know you guys, this is probably the first time you've heard Randall's voice, but you've heard his guitar.
Yes.
And you've heard the drums of Malcolm and, I'm sorry, the drums of Tori and the bass of Malcolm on our intro there. That happens every time. And you can't just imagine the show without it.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I know that people really like it. A friend of mine, an old high school buddy of mine who lives in California, he actually messaged me about a month or two into the show and asked, you know, like, where did you get that music?
Yeah.
Like, where does that come from? What is that all about? So he was really into it. And he even so much that he even typed into there how much he liked it. He tried to sort of like type phonetically, like imitating the little guitar line.
Dun.
The diddle-doo-doo.
Dun, like, no, right.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, that's funny, because I was just stopping myself from humming it.
There it is.
What is the tune actually called, Randall?
The official title of that tune is Ascension.
Okay.
And it's from a practice room jam. It was really, it came into being, I don't know what I was thinking when I said, hey guys, let's try something to this. And the first part of the riff came up, and we had really only done it, a few weeks before, you asked if there was anything, you know, you guys might use.
Mm-hmm.
And so something about the mood of the riff and what we were doing with it led me to call it Ascension. Oh, I know now. I remember. I'm a pedal junkie, a guitar effects pedal junkie at this point, I've got to admit. And I have an Electro-Harmonix Mel 9 pedal, which emulates Mellotron sounds.
Okay.
And I was playing around with the full orchestra Mellotron sound and overdriven guitar. So both of those sounds were coming at me. So that's the sound on Ascension, is there. You've got the ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da. But if the reverb on that song is like kind of saturated with orchestral something or other, and it's the Mel 9 pedal.
Wow. Okay.
So that was experimentation with that was the basis for that whole thing. And the orchestral sounds made it some sort of cosmic ascension sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so that's why we went with that.
It's great. We love it.
It fits us perfectly. That's what I'll say.
Excellent.
Right? It really does.
I think so. Okay. Now let's talk about Record Store Day. So Randall, you did some shopping?
Yes.
And tell us what you got.
Well, we have a large... relatively large amount of record stores here in Knoxville.
Okay.
Compared to our city size, or the way I feel, they just seem to really be everywhere now.
You got a big college there too, right? There's probably a lot of college students.
The University of Tennessee is here. So I always look for my favorite band on Record Store Day, and they generally do something specific for Record Store Day, and that's the Flaming Lips.
Oh, yeah.
And so they, this year, came out with something they call the Concert for Peace, the Flaming Lips Onboard the International Space Station. And they have created a fictional slash fantastical live Flaming Lips performance,
mm-hmm,
as if it were on the International Space Station.
Oh, fantastic.
So they replayed some of the tracks from their latest album, Oxymelody, and did some studio magic. I like to think a la Kiss Alive 1,
mm-hmm,
which legend has it, you know, wasn't entirely the live audience that you're hearing roar between the songs.
That's right.
So the Lips have really poured on the fake live audience for this one, and there's some great cover art looking like they're out there on some sort of space station. And so that was my primary target.
Nice.
And I scored that one. And secondary target was a 10-inch, a four-song covers album by the Claypool Lennon Delirium, which is Les Claypool and Sean Lennon.
Okay.
And they do Pink Floyd's Astronomy Domine,
mm-hmm,
Court of the Crimson King by King Crimson,
wow,
The Who's Boris the Spider, and one I wasn't familiar with called Satori.
Uh-huh.
which now I, let's see, where's the list of the band? There's the Flower Traveling Band did that one originally. Mm, so
it sounds like a buried nugget that they came up with.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed their album from last year and their collaboration, and so I was excited to see what they would do with this. And I even discovered one of those awesome album imperfections on this one.
Yeah.
The track listing on the outside of the album and on the label is wrong. Two of the songs are transposed.
Wow.
So that's...
I'm kind of geeking out from record collector stuff right now, Jim.
Yeah, that's like...
It's a record store day, and it's got a misprint. This is going to be huge.
Yeah, so that's, you know, obviously they'll fix that, and then these will be worth millions of dollars
that's
to
right.
some German collector in 15 years.
God bless them. You know, it's interesting.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say, Randall, that makes sense to me. I can definitely hear a little bit of the Primus influence on Courtyard the more I listen, and that makes sense that you'd be into that. Plus a sire of the Beatles, right?
Yes.
That totally makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Well, Malcolm is a monster of a bass player. And in fact, he calls his bass the Green Monster. And he plays an 8-string hammer, a la Tom from Cheap Trick. And the more the more complex you hear something happening in Courtyard, that's Malcolm.
Yeah.
Stepping forward, I was kind of a 1-4-5 blues guy up until a few years ago, and I've been learning from Malcolm to go, okay, there's a complete song. What about the next verse?
Yeah. Well, you know, I did not see the Les Claypool Sean Lennon EP yesterday, but I did see the Flaming Lips. There was one copy where I was, but I was already at almost like. You're sleeping in the backyard for the next week if you buy any more records.
You get one more record.
Level, yeah. I was getting close to like, I was well into three figures, you know. I was heading way up there, so
yeah.
I had to pass, but it looked good. It
so,
looked really good.
Randall, give a shout out to the store or stores that you went to. Let's hear what those were.
Yes, I'll do that, and I'll also mention one very special other thing that I got. Which was the one that put me closer to Patrick's backyard situation. So the first two I got at Raven Records here in Knoxville.
Okay.
And Raven Records is arguably Knoxville's oldest used and new record store, though it has existed over the years in various incarnations.
Okay.
It currently exists as an actual store again after there was a period where the owner, a fellow named Jay Nations, did more of the record show scene, but he kept the Raven Records entity alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so he now he partnered with a fellow who likes film rarities and sort of rare film tie-ins like toys and magazines and things. So Raven Records and Rarities exists here in Knoxville now, and they're it's a relatively new store, but at the same time, legendary to the city.
Got it.
So I went and saw Jay and Jack for these first two things, the Claypool Lennon and the Flaming Lips.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hopped over to Knoxville's very newest record store, which so new that they weren't able to actually participate in the official record store day stuff, but a place called Magnolia Records. And one of the partners at Magnolia was the bass player in a Knoxville-based Americana rock band called the V-Roys.
Okay.
Which you may have heard of from, they were really big in the late 90s. So Paxton Sellers, yep, the bass player from the V-Roys, is one of the co-owners there.
Oh, cool.
And his very special addition to Record Store Day was the V-Roys have printed their first album, Just Add Ice, on beautiful translucent blue vinyl.
Nice.
And it was only available at that record store. So
that's so
very
cool.
Exclusive.
Soon the valley will ripen, not long after the snow. New loves will find me, when they're old they will go. But some love lasts forever, that's why I grieve. Time heals all wounds, is a lie, I believe. But if you stand naked, a mirror won't lie. But it has to be filtered through the wish of an eye. And all that I needed was your reflection of me. You said I.
And I think they had some pre-orders that they went out to some folks, and it's one of those numbered limited edition things. I got number 107.
Beautiful.
So that I looked at a couple of the different numbers and thought that was the most cool number looking print on the back. So that's where I went.
Let's take a little break here, and then we're going to come back and talk more about Quart Jar, because, speaking of records, they have a new album out.
They do.
And I'm sure people who love this, you know, Ascension that they hear at the top of every show want to hear more about this, right? Yeah. All right. So, Randall,
awesome.
Stick with us. We'll be right back.
All righty.
So, Patrick, mm-hmm. I am looking at iTunes, and they have this thing called Top Podcasts.
Okay.
And on that, there's like all these different music podcasts that people can listen to. And I guess they do listen to them because it's called Top Podcasts. Mm. But the one I don't see enough of on here is Rockin' the Suburbs.
That's our podcast.
Yeah. And I think there's a way that we could make that happen.
How can we do it? I hope it involves Grassroots, because I like grassroots movements.
Grassroots. The Grassroots was a good band, by the way. Temptation Eyes. Right. But anyway, getting back to this topic, what we need to happen here is we need more of our listeners. Many of them have already done this, and we appreciate it, but we need more listeners to go and rate and review Rockin' the Suburbs on iTunes, because what that does is it helps us get into this top podcast chart.
Which is where we want to be.
Casey Kasem will talk about us, and then more people will listen. The more people who listen, the longer our wives will allow us to continue to do the show.
This is a very important metric, folks.
Yes.
We need to move the needle on this.
Yes.
We need more time to do Rockin' the Suburbs. So it's very simple. You just go, you dial up 5 stars on the review machine, and that's about all. Maybe you leave a nice comment about the smooth, velvety voices we have, and you're done.
Yes. Please do that. It really is important. Otherwise, my wife's just like, are you down there talking to Patrick again?
Yeah, I get the same thing.
We need
Jim's
to,
coming over again.
Yeah. We need certain people to understand that people are really listening to the show and really like it. So please do that. Okay. We're back on the deck.
We are.
It's a lovely evening.
Sounds of lawnmowers and cars whooshing by.
You might hear the occasional plane. We're not too far from Dulles Airport.
Do you need me to rattle my eyes?
I see some. Hear some ambiently. Ice and a glass of tea.
I like that. That sounds great.
All the way from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay, so Randall Brown with us from Quart Jar. Let me make sure I say that right. Quart Jar, because a friend of mine thought once that I was saying Quart Jar. It's Quart. Q U A R T J A R.
Yes, I have taken to saying it very distinctly, because some people think I'm saying cork.
Got it.
Which I guess would be a big stopper, a big cork stopper in some sort
of
jar.
Oh, that's true. I never thought of that. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say, though, you know, the new record, Jim, Squatch.
Squatch is the new record.
An Odyssey in Space and Time. You never know, man. You're roaming some of the hollers down there in Knoxville, you know, in the mountains. You might come across a Sasquatch or some sort of Bigfoot. You never know.
People are looking.
You know.
Our county mayor here in town is quite the Squatch aficionado.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, the album cover art, where it sort of looks like a Bigfoot in a space helmet riding a, I don't know, a Kraken or an octopus through space with something beaming out of his third eye would kind of dispel those notions.
And it looks like that. And the thing is, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay,
I love it.
That's artwork by British comic book artist Andrew Pauly that we got connected to.
Beautiful.
And he presented this exactly what I envisioned by what I felt like was the least description I could give him. And he came back with exactly what I, you know, had in mind.
We decided to leave the planet. Seemed like a good idea at the time. We left right after breakfast. Wanted to be first in line.
So the new album, as Patrick mentioned, is called Squatch. How many albums have you guys recorded before this?
This is our third official full album.
Okay.
We have one called Years of a Monkey, which was a whole different band except for me, really. And then we have one called 42, which is 42 minutes long and came out the year I turned 42. So figure that one out. And then on our Bandcamp, we have some other various things to the side of those three full albums. Mm-hmm.
And I think people are describing this new album as Quart Jar's Pet Sounds, right? It's a big leap forward for your band, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, those people can say that all over the place.
And I'm almost getting like a... you know, a vibe, Jim. I don't know about you, but I listened to it today on the way out here.
Car going past.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I almost get like a Who Sellout vibe because they have sort of the little radio interludes within the album and kind of helps tell the story, move it along. You know, there's even a WQJR Morning Zoo interlude at one point.
I'm Landar Namron, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-pilot, my left-hand man, or something like that. It's Gleep Glorp. How are you doing, Gleep? Whoa, now, Gleepster, you know you can't say that on the radio. Hey, this next tune is shooting like a star up the planetary charts. A group from Earth, of all places, and they are breaking out in a big way on WQJR The Jar.
Yeah, the our drummer came up with those radio interludes. He's in radio.
Okay.
And we in brainstorming at rehearsal one day, we decided we should have these interludes. I guess there's no other better way to put them. And so we stumbled on to having the DJ that our space travelers hear as they cross the galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole concept is this space travel epic. The hero is Squatch, and he may be a Sasquatch in space. Maybe he's a Sasquatch-looking guy who works on the spaceship. I've never nailed down my own real concept of it, but so it's good that it's told in operatic format.
Yes,
you don't really the impressionistic sort of conveyance, I'll say, is key there. We had about three or four songs that kind of fit into this sort of space, go ye forth and be successful kind of cheerleading thing.
Yep.
And so one day I said, what if our other songs that don't relate to this at all, what if we just said they do? And so it's the backwards concept album. So the songs that are fit in between the actual, like, Here We Go Through Space songs,
mm-hmm.
are these short stories in my mind of the various characters who are traveling with Squatch.
So let's do this. Let's promote Quart Jar here. Tell the listeners, Randall, where they can get the new album and the catalog, the back
That's
catalog,
right?
All our biggest catalog find, one-stop shopping, is at our Bandcamp page, quartjar.bandcamp.com. And that page features our three full albums, the newest one, Squatch, the one from a few years back, 42, and Years of a Monkey. It also features our bass player's solo album, Volatile Cocktail. It features some offbeat studio things of mine called They Call Me Mr. Brown. It has the full version of Ascension, along with the companion pieces Ascension Plateau and what I call the WQJR Top 40, which are pieces of our album Squatch. So that's the one-stop shopping spot.
All right, great. And they can also hear some of your music on Spotify, right?
Yep.
Or
Spotify,
iTunes,
Google Play, Apple Music, all those places. We use a service that I like to say puts it in. It's ridiculously available internationally.
That's
even.
Great.
And even more so, opening every rock in the suburbs.
And, you know, we started this
every day.
Thank you. We started this. We need to. You need to come work for us now.
That's
you got
right.
the line down. Okay, so. We started this conversation with Record Store Day, and one thing that is not yet available, but maybe we hope kind of maybe will soon happen, is physical product for Quart Jar,
yeah.
right?
Yes, it is. It is just shy of being ordered from a duplication service.
Okay.
And we are using money from a recent gig to get that happening, to, you know, taking the live product into packaged recording.
So we will definitely let our listeners know when there's any product available. Maybe we can do some kind of special promotion or something around that. That would be really cool.
That'd be great. And I think when we have
awesome.
Rock in the Suburbs Palooza, probably we'll have Quart Jar on the bill there.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll
no.
be massive amounts of money right
yeah,
here on your deck.
When we do our festival right here on the deck.
That's right. We'll have
big Excellent.
Dollars.
Quart Jar gets the big type.
That's right.
Right.
And they get
you have a lawn style
under,
festival,
and then
yeah, we're
right yeah. above that is Puppet Show.
That's
no,
right.
no,
the week before Jim moves out of the neighborhood.
That's right. And also, Patrick, maybe we can start like a whatever they call it, the crowdfunding,
yeah,
right?
That'd be great.
And
yeah.
we could do a either a flexi disc,
right,
or maybe like a split single with Night
that
Streets.
That would be perfect, right
I
there.
Mean,
what about
on.
That?
Yeah,
yeah. Bobby Padovic, Randall Brown. Two sides
oh,
of a coin.
It would
coin.
Be
It'd
perfect,
be
wouldn't it?
They would fit in really well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay,
that
Randall.
Awesome.
And also give your band mates some credit here.
Yeah.
Who are the other guys in the band?
Oh, yes. Well, the bass player is Malcolm Norman. He is, like I said, a monster on the instrument. And he comes from a long tradition of, I guess, metal stuff. He had a band back in the day, an actual LA hair metal band called Out of Line. He and the drummer, Tori Flanagan, have done a couple of bands together. Tori is a radio producer and DJ here in Knoxville. And the two of them, when they're as a rhythm section, it's one of those things. It's like they make me sound so good.
Yeah, they're great.
Considering me as like coming from the singer-songwriter aspect of it. Hooking up with these guys has been just amazing to really experience, like, oh, this is what those bands talk about when they talk about everything coming together.
Okay, that's really cool. And then
very cool.
I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but the website is courtjar42.com, mm-hmm. so people can also go there. Also, you can hear Court Jar, of course, at the top of our show, which is Rockin' the Suburbs, which you can listen to once in a while, or as Randall said, here's your cue.
Every day.
There you go. All right, every day. You can find us on iTunes or whatever it's called now, and Audio Boom, and TuneIn, and Stitcher. Those are the four big four right now. You can also visit our website, which is suburbspod.com, and then also let us know if you got anything cool on Record Store Day.
Yeah, totally.
Or just, you know, tell us how much you like Court Jar, because
be
we
fun.
Know you do.
Yep.
You can call our suburban party line, which is
612-440-1984.
Randall never calls. We need him to do that once in a while. We miss you, Randall. And then
let me write that down.
All right. And then also, yeah, long distance information. Give me that. And then also, you can email us rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, @suburbspod. I think that wraps it all up.
Yep.
And Randall, thanks very much for joining us. And what song from Squatch would you like us to play out with?
Oh, excitement. Let's go with All Rights and Privileges.
Oh, I love that one.
Love it.
That was good.
It's our newest one.
I really, really enjoyed that today while I was mowing the lawn. It was great.
Awesome.
I think I was getting weird looks from the neighbors because I was rocking out. All right, Randall Brown, thanks very much.
Thanks,
I'm
Randall.
Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And you're listening to Rockin' the Suburbs. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Up before the sun, full time all day long. Song's up for everyone.
Hey, if the lips play on the International Space Station and Courtyard doesn't open up, I'm going to be pretty pissed off. I mean, that'd be the only band I think that could possibly open up.